and things that are going on, but we want to make sure that you know about the activity that's happening actually on the 14th. So this will be on Wednesday evening, all happening at the Negaunee High School Auditorium in the Irontown, People of Purity. And we're joined by Mark Waterman, who joins us here this morning. Well, first of all, good morning and welcome to our chaotic little world today.
Nice to be here.
And you're actually a big part of this whole thing. Explain, if you would, for folks exactly what's going on, Mark.
The organizer of Teen Success, Mary Kelto, asked me to speak at their this Wednesday night's POP, which is People of Purity. And basically, Teen Success, they believe in abstinence and they believe in purity. And having played professional football and having grown up with the challenges of life supporting abstinence and giving it as an option to the youth out there, she thought I would be a good candidate.
So what is the message you're planning on bringing across to folks that are part of this on Wednesday evening?
Well, basically, we live in a society where sex is promoted. I just went through a Sports Illustrated magazine, and it was all about, you know, sex appeal. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, we're just giving an option to the youth out there, saying that you don't have to go ahead and have sex. You don't have to, you know, be thrown in there, that there are options and why this is a good option.
Now, are you planning on speaking to the students, obviously, directly, but are parents a part of this as well?
Parents are coming as well. They're going to bring their kids. And we're also encouraging couples that are going to get married, that are married, that are planning to have kids, to come and just hear what we have to say.
I'm curious, when you talk to this age group in particular, it says sort of 7th through 12th grade, not only are they dealing with the pressures of the sexualized media, but also they're going through all their own challenges of body images and all of that. How much of the message that is presented at this event also looks at that factor of being comfortable with oneself?
Oh, we're going to focus on that as well. And anywhere you turn, this is a cleavage-driven society. You watch an NFL game, and it's hard to sit there and watch it with your kids. And I'm not saying I don't appreciate a nice-looking woman, but I'm saying that there's a time and place for that, and we're just going to, you know, give them that option. I'm going to have quotes from Hollywood stars who have remained celibate, music stars, athletes. You know, we're going to cover the whole gamut.
No, it talks about an evening of music and a whole bunch of stuff. I know you're speaking here, but how keyed in are you on the rest of the activities and things that are going on here, Mark?
Well, from talking to Mary Kelto, she's put together a couple of great bands that are going to come and do their thing. They're going to have some skits. They're going to have some other activities. So it's going to be a great night.
It sounds like it's a message that's driven more by almost personal responsibility and personal awareness, if nothing else.
It is. You know, ultimately, it comes down to your choice, what you're going to do. And I was thrown in there, and I had I had that right from obviously junior high school, college, and then playing professional football. It was a huge challenge.
Our key organizer, Mary Kelto, is with us this morning. Good morning.
And good morning.
You made it all the way to Office Max.
You would have to say that.
Hey, trust me, there have been days where, because I drive up this way, and instead of turning in here, it's like all of a sudden I'm like a 41 lumber on my way out, and it's like, well, okay,
you got to turn around and go back.
So it does happen.
Kind of automatic pilot sometimes.
It happens here. People of Purity, again, Negaunee Senior High School, the auditorium, happening on Wednesday evening. And again, for 7th through the 12th graders and their parents, we just talked to Mark Waterman, who's going to be one of the keynote people of this. But the event itself is kind of a full night from the looks of things here, Mary. Let's talk about what's going on.
Actually, it's been a full 2 months. What we're going to do is, first let me give you a little history. Teen Success Inc. is a 501c3 nonprofit, non-sectarian organization that was founded in 2006 by myself and other people who are really concerned about youth and the terrible pain they experience when they have premarital relations, sexual relations, and then they go through the agony and
talking about an age group that's just not emotionally set for this, quite honestly.
That's right.
You know, the physical side is one thing, but you're talking dealing with the emotional side of this and the mental side of things.
Was sure. And so anyway, we got a grant through the Department of Health and Human Services, Child and Adolescent Division Strengthening Communities Fund, and that is allowing us to provide promotional items like free t-shirts, free water bottles, and other things. And I put together a committee of 16 youth high schoolers from Nagani, Ishpeming, and Westwood, and they've been meeting weekly here during the summer, designing, selecting, preparing the entire event. So they have done a heap of work, and I just know everybody's going to love this. I'll tell you.
Now, Mark is speaking. We just spoke to him a moment ago. What else do you have on tap here? It says music and more.
Right. We have a group that has come together for a full band that's going to play. We have a multimedia presentation. One of our guys are really good at that kind of thing. And then we're going to have door prizes, and the community has just been awesome, and the wonderful door prizes they have donated for the audience.
Now, we talked to Mark about this a moment ago, for students, obviously, but also for parents.
Parents in the community in general, because, you know, these youth need support of the entire community.
And they need the positive role models that we all try and be.
That's right. We do our best. We're not perfect. And this whole message is not about perfection. It's about direction. And one of the things that we promote is secondary virginity. And that is, you know, a lot of kids don't know that they have a choice. And this is their way to start over, renew, and go forward.
And again, tomorrow evening, 7 until 9-ish, this kind of strikes me, Mary, as the something that might carry a little bit later than 9 o'clock, perhaps, just with the, because there's going to be such a positive spin on this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a real high-energy event. You know, when you have high school kids planning the whole thing, it's a high-energy event. Okay, if they want to reach me, they can email mkelto@teensuccessinc.org.